Napier City Council's decision to add Māori seats around the council table is being labelled a bittersweet victory for mana whenua. The council has voted to establish Māori wards, but they won't exist for another 4 years. This is because the vote was delayed until yesterday, meaning it is now too late for the wards to be in place by next year. Our reporter in Te Mātou a Māui, Tom Kitchen, has more.
Māori representatives in Ngāhereere Napier belted out a celebratory haka after the council's decision. It's been a long time coming, and a big one for the council's Māori committee chair, Chad Tariha.
Feeling real hopeful, feeling excited. I was thinking all the hard work's over, but actually the hard work's just starting now. So, yeah, a lot of emotions going through the body at the moment.
Other mana whenua are happy, but still have lurking feelings of disappointment over what happened earlier this year, such as Te Tai Whenua o Te Whanganui a Orotu CEO Tania Eden.
It was a really good result. We're very pleased, but also disappointed because it is bittersweet that a decision wasn't made earlier for 2022.
The relationship between the council and mana whenua has been labelled as broken. Tania Eden says the one small positive of the 4 years is that it gives them time to remedy that.
A lot can change over the next 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, in relation to the direction from government as well.
Heather Teo Skipworth is a mokopuna of the Ngāti Pārau Hapū in Ahurere. She says the delay is unnecessary.
So we still have to wait 4 more years, whereas if they had voted prior to the deadline, it would be enacted 2022.
To get Māori wards over the line for next year, the vote would need to have been taken back in May. Mayor Kirsten Wise maintains that it would have been a bad idea to rush it. Over recent years, the council's been in court with residents twice, and she didn't want to risk that again.
We really needed to take the time to go out and have an informed conversation with our community, ensure they understood what Māori wards meant, so that when they made submissions to us, they were, you know, informed submissions and they could actually actively participate in the decision around Māori wards.
But Heather Teo Skipworth doesn't buy that. She says it was one of local government minister Nanaia Mahuta's big projects, and once Labor won power last year, council should have been onto it.
Knowing that they were going to reign alone, I think that should have been a notification to all councillors, which would have actually given them 7 months to to the 21st of May. So I don't find that as a great excuse, because they would have had 2 more months than they had from where they've got to today.
Kirsten Wise says a council elected next year won't be able to change yesterday's decision.
No, they can't. So the decision now that it's been made is a binding decision, and that'll be for 2 terms, so from 2025 for a period of 6 years.
Straight after the vote, councillors enjoyed a party atmosphere. More than half the people who submitted their views to the council on Māori wards were against them, but only people who were for the wards actually spoke to councillors at hearings. All but one councillor voted in favour of them.